You're listening to Wyn Evans's Big Welsh Weekend on BBC Radio Wales. That was Dame Shirley Bassey and Paloma Faith's duet from Dame Shirley's new album, Hello Like Before. That was fun to record. If we could talk about MacArthur Park, because that's on the album as well. And you do talk about this being a real emotional track for you on the album.
It was. I'd actually broke down rehearsing it. And it obviously brought back something. Because when I first heard Richard Harris do it, the actor, many, many years ago, and he had an enormous hit with it, I loved it. It did something to me then. You know? And so when I had the opportunity now of recording what I wanted, I said, I've got to do MacArthur Park. And when I was rehearsing it, I broke down. I got to a part that obviously something there, I can't tell you what it was. It was something deep in the dark recesses of my mind that that was there, that came out when I started to sing this song. And I got halfway through and I just blubbed.
Can I ask you a question that's not on my list, but one that I want to ask you as a singer, if it's okay? I had the great honour of singing at the John Barry Memorial Service, which you also sang at.
Yeah.
And I sat in the front row when you were rehearsing. You don't mark in your rehearsals, or you didn't mark that day, and your voice is so even from the very bottom to the very top. Of all the opera singers I've ever heard over the years, and I know you're not an opera singer, but I've never heard a voice so even. How is your voice in such good shape?
What a wonderful compliment from an opera singer. That's great.
Did you never studied singing, though?
No, I don't read a note of music, but I do vocalise. You know, even if I'm singing one song,
really?
I will vocalise for about 10, 15 minutes. And doing that, I don't know, my voice is, as you say, it
finds its spot.
It's been finding incredible spots. I'm still learning after all these years. And that's why it was great to do Goldfinger again.
Yeah.
Because it sounds different.
Sure, and you bring different qualities to it as you get older or as your voice changes.
Yes.
Cardiff, we have to talk about Wales, we have to talk about Cardiff.
Yes.
Is there ever a time you think, I'd like to move back to Cardiff?
The weather, period, not only Wales. If my mother was still alive, it would be different. Most of my family are gone anyway, you know.
Sure.
It would be difficult.
We obviously claim you as Welsh, and we're delighted to do
and
so.
And rightfully so.
Because you are. Do you identify yourself as a very, very Welsh person as well?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, I don't have the accent so much.
Oh, you
now,
do?
But I do.
I bet you can turn it on when you want to.
Oh, indeed to goodness. Diolch yn fawr.
Croeso. Cardiff has now been said that it beats other UK cities in quality of life and the best city. Any chance of you coming back to sing there soon?
I don't know. I loved going back home to sing. It was always a test for me, and it was stressful because it's my hometown.
Yeah.
And I've got to do better here than anywhere else. So it was always a challenge, and it was always great.
I remember you singing at Cardiff Castle. I came to that concert. And
That was fantastic. That was great. Yeah.
When you sang that line, though, I've come back at last, the whole crowd went mad.
Yes,
you must have been rehearsing that one for weeks.
Yes. That was great.
What about the future now? Do you think this might be the last record, or are you still looking ahead for stuff to record?
I'd say never say never. I said the last record was my last record. And here I am with a new record. So it's very difficult. You know, you think, oh, well, it's all over. You know, I don't want to do it anymore. But there's always something that comes up that is a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, like this was a challenge.
Absolutely.
I get to do all the songs I ever wanted to record. And I couldn't say no. It was one of those things.
Christmas is coming up. I know you famously said, "I sing for my supper, I don't cook it." what will Dame Shirley's house be like on Christmas Day?
Empty. Because I will
be... Oh, it's going to come round.
No, I'm going with friends to a hotel for wonderful Christmas buffet in Monte Carlo.
How did it?
Are you Christmas lunch.
Are you a foodie?
No.
Oh, not at all?
No, I'm really not.
Not a cook
but
or
all
a...
those years on the road, you don't get to be a foodie because you have no time to eat. You eat at all the wrong times, you know. And you certainly can, you know, you will know as well as anybody not to eat before a show.
Well, no. Unfortunately, I don't go for that one.
No, you don't. How do you do it?
Well, look at my belly for a start.
Oh, no. I could never breathe if I ate.
Strictly on the weekend, fantastic experience.
Oh, wonderful. I love that ballroom.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I've never been in all the years I was going to Blackpool to do concerts. Never been in the ballroom, no. But then it wouldn't have looked like Strictly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because with all the lighting they do, it's sensational.
I thought you should have come up on top of the organ. You know how the organ comes up? You should have had a big moment there. They missed a trick there, I think.
Yes.
Could I ask you a few quick-fire questions
yes.
now? Are you a big spender?
Oh, definitely. I have a black belt. I definitely have a black belt in spending. Otherwise, I could never sing that song again.
I love that. I love that. Have you always got gold on your fingers?
Oh, actually, no.
It's platinum,
I've
really,
got
isn't it?
Platinum and diamonds.
Life's just got better, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no gold anywhere. Oh, I'm gold anywhere. Oh. I should have worn gold.
Never mind. Let's pretend you were.
Yes.
I'll ask you again, okay?
No.
Have you always got... Yes, you have, haven't you? Absolutely.
Yes.
Are diamonds forever, or do you think they can be got rid of?
Well, if you want to keep them forever, yes. They do last forever. And they will outlast us, that's for sure. diamonds are forever. But you can get rid of them. Yeah.
Okay, and my last question, and I want you to think very carefully before you answer this one. What kind of a fool am I?
That is what?
It's one of your songs. I couldn't resist it.
What kind of fool am I?
Dame Shirley Bassey, thank you
that
so
was a good
much.
One. You nearly caught me there. You baddie. You bad Welsh boy.
Dame Shirley Bassey, thank you so much. Please come back and see us in Wales very, very soon, won't you?
I will.
Thank you. There we go, Dame Shirley Bassey on BBC Radio Wales. Wasn't she wonderful? Absolutely loved meeting her. Ah, wonderful.